Tonight, chapter Exodus tonight, we're going to be in chapter 15 and be in verse 9 tonight. I'm going to bring you, want to look at one piece of scripture here, and I want to look at it, and when I'd gotten this message several weeks ago, I didn't know that there'd be things that come to pass and that things have gone on since I wrote this. And the title of it tonight is A Careless Enemy. A Careless Enemy. And I understand what's going on here in Exodus is they're coming through the Red Sea. The Israelites are coming through the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and them was coming after the Israelites and what happened here. But I want to look at what I took out of this text. So Exodus chapter 15 and verse 9, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 15 and verse 9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for this night, Father God, that you allow us to come back into your house tonight and to study a portion of your word. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity again just to stand behind this sacred desk, Lord God. I pray that you sit me down and I stand you up tonight. Father God, I pray that you just move on this message tonight, Lord God. Father, I pray tonight if somebody in here is battling this tonight, Lord God, I pray that, Father God, they find you tonight, Father God. I pray they find the deliverance at the feet of you tonight, Father God. I pray tonight that they turn all their chains and they're bound down over to you tonight, Lord God. I pray that they just free themselves and just relax with you tonight, Lord God. I pray tonight, I thank you for the ones that come this morning, Father God, that made the acceptance to you, the salvation this morning, Lord God. I thank you for the soul, Father God. I thank you for the rededication, the one that come this morning to join the church, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the spiritual growth, Father God. I thank you for the physical growth. I thank you, Father God, for the church growth, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, when the lights are closed and are turned off and the doors are closed tonight, I pray that you find favor in us tonight, Lord God. I love you. I thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's name I ask and do pray, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. I want to look here in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 9. And I want to look at a careless enemy tonight. My question is, what will the enemy do? What will the enemy do? Well, if you'll look with me here in the text and you say, well, why are we preaching on the enemy? Well, I don't know. That's what God gave me. And sometimes it's good to see what Satan's going to do, what the enemy will do. But I can always tell you there's an outcome that Jesus always will come through with. There's an outcome. If you'll rely on Jesus, there's always an outcome if you'll just trust in Jesus. So tonight I want to look at what the enemy would do. And as a church tonight, I don't want us to forget what Satan can do, what he will do, and what he's wanting to do inside this local body. I don't want to forget it. I don't want to just be complacent and not be looking out for him. I want to keep my eyes peeled. I want to be observant to what his next plan may be or what his next attack may be. But I also want to be following Jesus. I want to keep my eyes on Jesus. So what will the enemy do tonight? Look with me in the text. The first thing I see is the enemy said, I will pursue. The enemy will pursue tonight. Well, you say, what will he pursue? Tonight, I tell you, hey, if you're a Christian in this place, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he's going to pursue your walk this tonight. Satan's going to pursue the walk. He's going to pursue your walk, your daily walk. Hey, this morning, when you came and gave your life to, what's your name again? Layla? There we go. I'm telling you this tonight that Satan's going to pursue your walk. Brother Cade, he in here? Satan's going to pursue your walk. Christians, child of God, Satan's going to pursue your walk tonight. He's going to pursue after your walk. He wants you to stumble in your daily walk. He wants you to mess up in your daily walk. You say, well, I'm a child of God and everything should be easier. Hey, it's a lot easier because you got Jesus on your side. But there's still hazards. There's still things in your path that I see that the enemy will pursue. I see that he'll pursue your walk tonight. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says to be sober and be vigilant, to be observed. Hey, when you're walking with Jesus Christ, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because Satan will come through. He's going to come in. He's going to try to trip you up. He don't want you to walk in the way of Jesus. He don't want you walking with the Lord. He wants to pull you. He wants you to come, and he wants you to be on his side, and he wants you to do the things of the world. But I see the enemy said, I will pursue. He said that he would pursue an exodus there. Pharaoh and his army, they was pursuing after the Israelites as they was going, as they was leaving, as the Lord and Moses and Aaron and Hur pulled them out of Egypt there. And they was pursuing them. And that's the way Satan is as a child of God. He pursues you. He pursues your walk. I see that he not only pursues our walk tonight, but I see that he pursues our worship tonight. How easy is it for us to sing praise and worship and try to worship Jesus, and it ain't too long that you're thinking of something else during your worship? Jesus, or you're trying to focus on praising God and giving him all the glory that he's done to you, and something else comes up and something happens in during that middle of that worship, and you just lose all track of what you're doing. He tries to pursue your worship. He don't want us worshiping Jesus Christ. As a church, I don't want us to lose our worship on Jesus. I don't want us to lose our worship tonight. I want us to keep our walk with Jesus. I want us to worship fully with Jesus Christ. Hey, if people are seeing us worship, if people are fully seeing us sold out to Jesus Christ and praising Jesus Christ, other people are going to want that in their life. Other people are going to want to do that in their life. Hey, there's a lot of times there's somebody looking up to you, and they're watching you, how you walk with Jesus, how you worship, what you do for Jesus Christ. I know as these kids are running around, they're watching what we do daily. As parents, our kids are watching us, how we walk with Jesus, how we worship Jesus, how we talk to Jesus. All those things are being missed. Somebody's watching us daily. And Satan, the enemy, he's pursuing after our walk. He's pursuing after our worship. But I see tonight he's also pursuing after our works tonight. You say, our works don't mean a hill of beans. Hey, they may not. They may not matter. They won't get us in the kingdom of heaven. Only one way in is that's through Jesus Christ himself. But I tell you, what we do here on this earth for him matters. What we do for him, it matters. It's going to be bestowed up there. It's going to have crowns. It's going to be waiting us up there. What we do here, it's going to matter on the other side. Hey, if you ain't got a bunch, I'm just going to say you probably didn't do a whole lot. But you can tell by the way a Christian serves, a Christian does, by the way they work. You want a lousy Christian, you'll see a lousy worth ethic. They'll just sit on the pew. They'll just hold it down. You say, well, all I can do is sit on the pew. Hey, God said he can use you. You can pray, but if you just sit there just to come in and check a box, it's just lousy. That's laziness. God can use you, either if you're able to do it physically, spiritually, he can use you. God's willing to use you. I see Satan, he's the enemy. He's willing to pursue our walk. He's willing to pursue our worship, and he's also willing to pursue our works. I also want to look in Scripture, though. I see the enemy said, I will pursue. But I see next in Scripture, it says the enemy, he will overtake. It says, I will overtake. The enemy will overtake tonight. What will the enemy overtake tonight? What will the enemy do tonight? What will he overtake? Right now, he'll overtake your time. He'll overtake your time. This morning we went over. I don't know how late it was over. I don't know what time it was when I walked out the door. But as Brother BJ said, there was people was ready to go. They was ready to leave. Hey, you're on a time clock. When we come in, you want to be out. You want to be gone. You want to be in at a certain time. You want to be seen at a certain time. Hey, he wants your time. He wants us doing things. We want to be people that are on time. We want to just do it by the book. We want to keep going by that book. But hey, Satan wants us to keep going by the book. He wants us ending at 12 o'clock. He wants us to be right on time. He wants us trying to follow a schedule, because that just means we've missed that blessing. He's after our time this morning. What time are you giving Jesus Christ? What time are you giving Jesus Christ, church? Hey, I don't want us to lose sight of what Satan's trying to do in this place. You say, well, what about Jesus? I don't want to lose sight of what Jesus is doing, but I'm telling you, Satan's coming through. He's nitpicking. He's pulling apart what he can pull apart. He's picking out what he can pick out, and he's taking it slowly but surely. He's taking our time this morning, or this evening. The enemy will overtake our time. I also see the enemy will overtake your thoughts tonight. He'll overtake your thoughts tonight. What are you thinking right now?
It's good.
What are you thinking about as we sit right here right now? What are you thinking about? Is it what Jesus would have for you tonight? Or is it what you got going on this week? What's your time? Hey, we got Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday, to think about what we got next week. We got all that time. But while we're in the house of God, we need to be focused on what He's got in our life, what He's got for our family, what He's got for our church. Hey, there's folks in here hurting. There's folks in here that's got battles. There's folks in here that's got needs. There's folks in here that needs Jesus Christ. The enemy will overtake your time. He'll overtake your thoughts tonight. But I see that he'll also overtake your tongue tonight. The enemy will overtake your tongue tonight. He said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will divide the spoil. He said, the enemy will overtake, and I see that he'll overtake your tongue. I know during that mission trip, it was hot. There was times that, you're working and you get hot and something happened and you just hold your tongue because you really want to speak out and say something. Satan wants you to say it. He wants you to speak it out. He wants you to down somebody. Hey, he wants you to do something inside this church that's going to tear somebody else apart. He wants you to talk about the one sitting beside you that may not dress the part, that may not smell the part, that may not look the part. He wants you to talk about them. He wants you to do these things. He wants you to speak out. Hey, God gave us two ears and one mouth. He gave us two ears to listen before we speak. Sometimes that overrides me. Sometimes my mouth overrides my ears. Sometimes I like to speak before I listen. And that's what Satan wants. Satan wants in our life. He wants to overtake our tongue. He wants our tongue to lash out, to betray people, to beat them down, to tear them down. That's what Satan wants in our life. And as the children of God, that's something we can't allow Satan to do, is overtake us, overtake our tongue to lash out. We're supposed to pray for people. We're supposed to uplift them. We're supposed to encourage them. And I see that this evening, the enemy, he will slowly pursue and he will slowly overtake. When I was taking this on, when I was reading this, is it brought up Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus was being tempted by Satan, and Satan tried to overtake Jesus Christ time and time again. He tried to, during his temptation, he would throw things at him. He was trying to overtake Jesus Christ, and Jesus wasn't going to be overtaken. Jesus wasn't going to be overtaken by Satan. And same way in mine in your life, hey, Jesus beat him by the word of God. Jesus brought word to him and said that he took him the word every time he'd throw something at him, and he'd tell him that you shouldn't tempt thy Lord thy God. And tonight I'm telling you, if you'll take on Satan with Jesus Christ, with the word that he's given you, you can overtake Satan tonight. You can overtake him in your life. You can overtake him in through your time and your thoughts, but you can definitely overtake him in your tongue tonight. But I want to look at one more thing here. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, and he said, I will divide the spoil. My lusts shall be satisfied upon them, and I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. The third thing I see, though, is the enemy will pursue and overtake, but the enemy will divide tonight. The enemy will divide you tonight. The enemy will divide tonight. I see that the enemy will divide your family. Your family tonight. What's your family look like right now? What's your family look like right now? What's that one person that you ain't got nothing to do with in your family right now? You've given up all hope. Your spouse in here. Marriage is on the rocks. He's wanting to divide it. Satan's wanting to divide it. You say, well, divorce ain't bad. Well, Jesus don't like it. Jesus don't like divorce. He don't want you doing it. Hey, you may be divorced in here. Hey, but we're not preaching at you. I'm preaching at the ones that their marriage is on the rocks and they're just giving in because things got tough. He'll divide your family. He'll divide your marriage. He wants to do that with you. He wants to divide that marriage. He wants to take your marriage and tear it apart. He wants to divide you from your kids. He wants you to divide you from your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, all these things. He wants to divide you tonight. That's what the enemy will do tonight. I see that he will divide. Bible tells me in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Tonight, we got to put it on. We got to put on our whole armor. Sister Kim and Brother Kevin, Juana's just a couple weeks ago, they wore hats or helmets. And in that was the outcome of that was Sister Kim telling us that we should put on our helmet. our armor, our helmet, that Jesus can't attack us, our mind, with our helmet of salvation on. He can't come against us when we put on that armor. He can't divide us. He can't divide our families. Tonight, I also want to say that the enemy will divide your church tonight. You don't believe me? You keep looking at people sitting beside you, and they ain't in here right now. Don't believe me? Look around you. Who's missing right beside you right now? Ain't seen them in a couple Sundays. Building going up over there. It divides every time. This church went up. These folks that raised the right hand all for building this church, they ain't sitting in these pews no more. Enemy will divide. He'll divide your church tonight. It's mine and your job tonight to stand strong, to overcome Satan, to fight Satan, to fight him tonight. So the enemy will divide your family. He'll divide your church tonight. Hey, reach out to the ones that were sitting beside you. Reach out to the ones that ain't been here in a couple Sundays. Hey, it's easy for you to just not think about them just because they ain't been here. Hey, reach out to them. Reach your hand out. Reach your hand out and ask them where they've been. Tell them you missed them. Tell them, hey, I've missed you. Why don't you come back? Or, hey, I'm praying for you. I don't know what's going on, but, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, there's such thing as church hurt. There's such thing as church hurt. And it may be what the pastor said, but I can guarantee it wasn't on purpose. What the pastor says, what we say is what God gave us. If it steps on your toes, it just meant it was for you. Pray for your church. The enemy will divide your family. He'll divide your church. But Christian tonight, friend, family tonight, I see the enemy will he'll divide your relationship with Jesus Christ. He will divide your relationship with Jesus Christ tonight. I'm a child of God. Ain't no way he can divide my relationship. I didn't say he'd take it from you. I just said he'd divide it. The enemy, that's all he wants from you right now. That's all he wants from you right now as a child of God. He wants your relationship with Jesus Christ. He wants your relationship with Jesus Christ tonight. He wants you to pursue after the worldly things. He wants you to take after the worldly things and what the world has to offer. He wants your relationship tonight with Jesus Christ. He wants you to follow him. He wants you to give in to the things of this world. Hey, as a church family, that's one thing I would say tonight. Our relationship with Jesus Christ has got to be strong. Our relationship with Jesus has got to be strong tonight. I see the enemy will pursue, he'll overtake, and he'll divide tonight. But there's one thing I know that stands true. The enemy, he may do all these things. As the Bible said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. And I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. But there's one thing I see tonight. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you tonight. No matter what the enemy tries to do, no matter if he tries to pursue you, no matter if he tries to overtake you, no matter if he tries to divide your relationship, to divide you tonight, as a child of God, there's one thing I can tell you, and that is the Lord will deliver you tonight. The Lord will deliver you out of his hand. The Lord will deliver you all the way through your mind, your thoughts, your marriage, your relationship with him. The Lord will deliver you tonight. If you will just turn to him and give everything to Jesus Christ, he will deliver you tonight. If you're having an issue tonight, if Satan is taking you right now and he's tearing your family apart, he's tearing your relationship apart with him, Jesus, he's tearing your time apart, you know what you're fighting with on a daily battle? You know what you're dealing with on a daily battle? If he's tearing you apart right now, the Lord can deliver you tonight. He can deliver you out of the hand of Satan. Hey, you may be saved in this place tonight, but we all struggle with things in our life as a child of God. We all have something in our life we struggle with as a child of God tonight. Tonight, what would it take for just to have Jesus to deliver you out of the hand of Satan? To deliver you, to give you back what you need, what you want and what you're begging for, what you're desiring tonight. What would you do tonight just to get it all back for Jesus Christ as our musicians come? Father, I love you.